Good afternoon, everybody. I appreciate you joining us today for this week's update. My name is Charlie Sperry. I'm the Deputy Incident Commander for the Muscle Response this week. If you've been on our calls before, you'll remember our reminder to please mute your phones at this time to cut down on the background noise. And then also, you'll remember from past calls that we ask that people just hold on to your questions. You can always call our hotline after this update. We aren't going to be fielding questions at the end of this call. This update will be recorded, and we'll post the recording on our website. So again, thank you, everybody. I appreciate you taking part in the call. This is actually going to be our final stakeholder update under the Incident Emergency Response, and we are now transitioning to the implementation phase where Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, working with DNRC, are going to be actually getting things up and running for the spring. So this is our last weekly stakeholder update call that we'll be conducting. Having said that, at the end of this call, I'm going to remind you of all the different ways you can continue to get information, updates on what we're doing. This has been a busy week for us, including the arrival of Barb Beck. Barb is going to be leading our implementation efforts for the next couple of weeks.
Rayola Jacobson
has joined.
And we've also been in front of the legislature this week. On Monday in particular, we presented the Muscle Response Team's recommendations. And I want to take just a moment to go over a brief summary of those recommendations. And again, you can find more information on the Muscle Response website. Starting with one of our recommendations is to strengthen the management of the Aquatic Invasive Species Program, and that's including securing the current funding as well as future program funding for this expanded program. We'll be proposing or have proposed enhancing the existing staffing capacity for the program, identifying priority collaborative efforts, data management, and research needs, and producing informational programming and publications related to our invasive species prevention efforts, and increasing education and outreach. Another one of our primary recommendations is in regard to the watercraft inspection program, of which we're recommending a significant increase in the number of inspection stations around the state, going from 17, the number we had in previous years, now proposing we increase that to 34 watercraft inspection stations. In addition to the number of stations, we're proposing an increase in the time of operation, the increase in the days and hours that those inspection stations are conducted. Along with that is a need for increased capacity for law enforcement, starting inspections earlier in the season, and running those inspection stations later into the fall. And again, that's all in the interest of inspecting watercraft, trying to prevent the further expansion or arrival of invasive mussels or other aquatic invasive
species.
Have joined.
Another area of our recommendations is in regard to the AIF monitoring program. We're proposing an increase in our field sampling and monitoring capacity, greater than 1,500 samples across 206 water bodies. In order to process all of those samples, increased number of samples, we'll need to increase the lab capacity. And then it'll also be critically important that we standardize the protocols for processing those samples and coming up with a prioritization system for our monitoring strategy. And all those are included in our recommendations. Another topic within our recommendations has to do with restrictions, closures, and decontamination stations. In particular, this is the business of making sure that we assess risk and decontaminate boats that are leaving waters where we have already detected invasive mussels. Our proposal includes establishing four decontamination stations, the ability to close newly infested water bodies if we detect them until such time that decontamination stations can be established. Obviously, we'll need to have some appropriate signage to notify the public and increased law enforcement capacity to help us with enforcing those decontamination station requirements. We've been working all along with the Montana Invasive Species Advisory Council. They've been a partner in our efforts. They've helped us to develop a couple of recommendations as well, and one of those is a recommendation for strengthening the statewide invasive species program, which entails building and enhancing coordination among existing terrestrial aquatic forest pests and pathogen invasive species programs that are spread throughout several state agencies. Likewise, increasing or building upon collaborative efforts with our partners, enhancing the data management and sharing efforts, increasing education and outreach, and overall developing an economic impact analysis. Furthermore, the Montana Invasive Species Advisory Council recommendation, working in concert with the Mussel Response Team, recommending the development of a future rapid response plan for invasive species. And that work is already underway. We've been reviewing existing response plans, summarizing existing authority, assessing gaps in regulatory tools that facilitate an enhanced rapid response. As I said earlier, we're moving now into the implementation phase so that we are ready to go in the spring. And FWP, in coordination with the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, with the Montana Invasive Species Advisory Council, are now taking the recommendations that were set forth by the Mussel Emergency Response Team and transitioning to the implementation phase. We're putting teams together to move forward with implementation, and there's much to get done, obviously, before ice off on these water bodies. As I also mentioned at the beginning of the update, this is going to be the last call-in stakeholder briefing. However, we will continue to provide information, public outreach, and education via the Mussel Response website. That's musselresponse.mt.gov. You can also continue to contact us via email. That's musselresponse, all one word, at mt.gov. We will continue to maintain our Facebook site, Montana Mussel Response. And similarly, we will continue our hotline, our call-in number, and that is 444-2440. And reminding members of the press, please call this hotline and you'll be directed to the correct public information officer. And on that note, as far as our public information officer goes, we now have a new public information officer that will be supporting the implementation phase. Tom Palmer, he's a former public information officer for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and he will ensure a high level of communications all throughout the implementation phase. And he is our press contact starting today and can be contacted via the hotline. I'll close by saying I greatly appreciate, on behalf of the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, I greatly appreciate the strong interest in this critically important issue, the state of Montana, and we hope that you'll continue to follow our efforts. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Dave Nordell
has left.